Also, welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, where we look at TV shows from the pre-2000s. And today we're looking at The Addams Family. And we're here looking at this with Lisa.
Hey.
Alex.
Hello.
Angus.
Hello.
Gypsy.
Sup.
Do it.
No. Hi.
And Justin. That's me. The Addams Family was a sitcom in 1964, so that's apparently the 55th anniversary in September. It was originally based on the Charles Addams New Yorker comic series, and if you haven't seen those, they're absolutely fantastic. They're just one-frame comics that would typically appear in a newspaper, and they're all as funny as hell. So this is a TV series that came on after that. It was, as I say, 1964. It starred Carolyn Jones as Morticia, John Astin, who is the adoptive father of Sean Astin, as Gomez, Jackie Coogan as Uncle Fester, Ted Cassidy as Lurch, Blossom Rock as Grandma, and Ken Weatherwax as
Pugsley.
So as Pugsley, and Lisa Loring as Wednesday. And today we're looking at the episode 20 of season 1, which is Cousin It Visits the Addams Family. So who's actually seen the Addams Family before? Lisa, have you seen the Addams Family before?
I saw the TV show when they used to reshow it back in the 80s, so I would have been a child at the time. And then I enjoyed the movies that came out in, what, the 90s,
yeah.
And they were brilliant. I was kind of able to enjoy both, I guess. And then I think there's a new movie coming out soon, which I'm very excited about.
Mm. Yes.
Indeed. Can introduce the next generation.
Yeah.
Alex, have you seen the...
Just the movies. I didn't see the original TV series, so I'm used to the gothic ideals of the movies. Also, it was Angelica Houston, Christopher Lloyd. I'm naming them all now, just to annoy you.
I'm just like, Angelica Lansbury is just the best.
Yeah.
Just solving murders.
Yeah.
Like
Angelica Houston. So yeah, I didn't so much grow up in them, but I was very popular movies when I was a kid, and I watched them quite a bit. So yeah, I'm a fan of at least the movies. I'm not sure what the TV series like and compares to them though, because I've not seen it before.
Okay, mm-hmm. And Angus?
I've not seen any of the movies, and I've seen, I think, 2.5 seasons or an embarrassing amount of the Addams Family TV show, which I kind of binge-watched over the course of, like, a week. I haven't seen every episode.
64 episodes in two seasons.
They're
half-hour episodes, so 32 hours straight, if you can manage it.
Oh, in a week, easily. I think I saw all of Stargate SG-1 in about 2 weeks instead of doing exam revision.
Okay,
so. It's amazing what you can do when you're procrastinating.
Yeah.
And the insight into Angus is disturbing psychology. Yeah.
I love that you've seen the series, but you've not seen the movies.
Yeah, because the movies were coming out when I was a child, I guess.
Well, yeah, I saw them on TV, because we just get them off when they're on TV. So.
Yeah,
no.
I don't even know where we got the Addams Family from, but we just had all three seasons, so it was just easy to just go onto the computer
hard
drive.
Two seasons. Yeah, me too.
Two seasons?
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yes.
Mm. Only two. Yep.
Yeah, it was easy to just go in.
Gypsy, have you ever seen Addams Family before?
Yeah, I watched the TV show. I was not allowed to watch the movies. I was bought the TV show for my birthday. Yeah.
Yep. Someone was bought it for you.
Yeah, it was passive aggressive by my parents. I was like, it wasn't even my parents, it was my dad. He's like, you're not allowed to watch the movies.
Were you chained to the couch at the time?
TV show first. And so I watched the TV show and I forgot about the movies because the TV show is amazing.
So your father cared about education. He's just the method wasn't the best.
Yeah. No, but it was really, really good.
Okay, and Jeanette, have you seen The Addams Family before?
I've seen the odd episode.
The odd episode.
The odd ones.
I have seen a few episodes, not all of it.
So like episodes 1, 3, 5.
Haven't seen the
movie. Yeah, I actually saw The Munsters before I saw The Addams Family as a kid. So I was, yes, I know. It's a horror show compared with The Addams Family.
In terms of scary or just badly done?
Badly done. But as a kid, I loved The Munsters. These days, anyway, so...
Moving swiftly.
See, this is great. My dad was like, oh, The Munsters are supposed to be just like The Addams Family, right? So we sat down and watched it, and Dad's like, what is this shit?
shit.
One episode and then turned it off.
It's frustrating.
We're going to watch The Munsters next year and do a comparison.
Oh, no, Anyway, so the Addams Family I only caught up with much later and, of course, watched quite a fair bit of it. I haven't watched every single episode.
Mm-hmm. So
I guess we'll go on and watch the episode and see what we think of the Addams Family. So this is season 1, episode 20, which is Cousin It Visits the Addams Family.
Okay.
I think my parents did a sketch when I was a kid, and it was like, because my maiden name's Alan, so it was the Allens family, and it was like, I was Tuesday afternoon or something like that. It was just ridiculous, but yeah.
Okay, so we've just watched the Addams Family, and we'll start off with the one that's watched it, I guess, the least. Immediate reaction, Gypsy, what do you think?
The least?
The least.
Angus
has watched it.
No, I've not.
Alex Hey, all right,
we'll start that again.
Keep it in.
Yeah, so we'll start with that one that watches the least.
Yeah,
Alex.
I think just because, like, an intro that the original movies were very, very gothic compared to this, so it's more like the Addams are wacky rather than creepy. I think it's just that difference between the fact that the Addams are slightly weird and slightly out of kilter, especially for the 1970s. And the 1960s, sorry. That it's just a different aesthetic, where it's more, hey, this family, they've got weird stuff going on, they're kind of spooky, but not terribly, and so it's more, they're very loving, accepting, but they're slightly weird, and so that contrasts quite a lot with the movies.
Look, I don't want to cut you off here, but you've already used creepy and spooky, but they're creepy and they're kooky.
Yeah.
Mysterious and spooky. And they're ooky as well. Yeah. I'm sorry everyone rolls their eyes.
Yeah. What does ooky mean? Is it just like we run ooky out of proper rhymes?
Pretty much.
Yeah, because
it means ooky. I mean, it's ooky. It's very,
yeah.
You so, get the sense of what it means.
Yeah. Yeah, so it feels like, yeah, I know, because I've had the image of, like, years and years and years of Morticia and Gomez being romantic love birds and being slightly gothic, and so this is a kind of a weird change of pace, but it still works just because they're the same characters, but they've got a different style, I think. Whereas in the 80s, it was very much gothic, and this is just being silly. Not silly, but like...
It is wacky.
Haven't watched enough episodes.
Mm. Right.
Really haven't. They're a lot darker than what they come across in this episode.
Right, yeah. Because
You sound just like me when I was trying to talk about The Young Ones a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Need to watch more.
Yeah, because like, it didn't feel particularly spooky, this episode. But I think it's because the plot of the episode ran as Cousin It's being considered an inhuman monster.
The general thing of it is not supposed to be dark and spooky or anything. It's literally just a bunch of people with, like, current views and values, like, don't judge everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's literally it.
It's more highlighting the almost alien nature and culture of the family, and as opposed to keeping traditional and straight-laced and suit and tie.
They're portrayed as the nicest people, aren't they? But at the same time, they've got this sort of dark humour.
Like the other. And don't understand other people. They don't understand what people are saying. And
To be fair, though, I think if you threw me back to season time, I probably would live like them, just like speaking French to my mama, and basically like being aghast at the people around being all straight laced and caring about the aesthetics, the fitness, and so forth. So yeah, I probably would be Addams back in the day.
Of course, this is early '60s, where sort of suburban life was still very regimented, very conservative. This is white picket fence days.
Yeah.
And they are the alternate to that, right?
Yeah. So even like compared to today, it's like, oh, it's like people today being loving, accepting, and doing things like weird things. Like, it's accepted today because of the 50 years of change in the way we've worked as a society. Whereas, like, I'm sure that anything even remotely weird would have been completely bizarre to the straight laced 1960s.
Yeah. Having said that, I still hesitate to invite a lot of people to our house because it's so messy, and I think, oh, they're going to judge me because my house is messy. It's a similar thing, really, that it just isn't quite conventional, our house.
Here's an amusing
thought. We don't have a pet lion.
An amusing thought with this is that this, like the Young Ones that we saw last month, was, definitely also pushing boundary. It was, seems very silly to us now and just very lighthearted. Yeah, it was those pushing those boundaries off the white picket fence society.
And I also remember as well people talking about the fact that Go Gomez and Morticia love each other and they're being passionate about each other. At the same time, like, every other sitcom was basically the dad being angry and the woman being
submissive. It was and, like, the household clash.
And very standoffish with each other.
Yeah. Whereas, like, they're actually, like, basically, I've done more intimate things than they have now, but, like, this is, again, 2 years' time.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, that's what I would do if I had a romantic partner who I loved a lot. I would just, like, go, oh, you're speaking French,
and, the whole line of, we're married, we can continue, like...
That's what I would do if I were married. It's like, hey, let's do romantic stuff and just dance.
Yeah.
I actually kind of have to disagree with you, because I still think it's relevant even now, right? Because people say one thing, right? Like, ah, the monster's escaped, and they just see it, as their brother, right? As their cousin, right? As family.
As family.
Whereas someone else sees it as something different. It's really like two different sides of the fence, and it's still a massive thing now.
It is.
I really love it.
Yeah, but the whole push of the series with that other, the rebelling against White Picket Fence Society, that's a bit less relevant. The individual episode themes?
Kind of is now. I mean, still is that society.
I mean, you guys probably don't feel it as much as we do,
but like, there's a lot of people that go, you need to get a 9-to-5 job, you need to have a house, you need to work Monday to Friday, and weekends are yours, sort of thing, right?
Other people's interpretation of success.
But that is literally what a lot of the younger people still feel today, and it's like, it's unattainable now. And I really love this because it's like, you don't see them go to work. You just see them really just enjoy themselves and go on crazy financial gains. And I really wish that I could do
that. Yeah. It is 100 grand. That can have a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's like $1 million.
Dare I say, all of the episodes we have done so far, I feel like this one holds up probably the most.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I could watch this show today and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Not for the cheese, not for the ham, not for the silliness. I actually enjoy it as a good show. And it reminds me of, there's a show my daughter likes to watch called Vampirina, and is exactly the same as Adam's Family, except it's a family of vampires that move into like a normal picket fence suburb. And they have all of the same normal hijinks that a normal family have, except they're all vampires. You know, and it's just it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And they keep using that same format since for the last 55 years.
Yeah. There's no cheese in here. It's very, very earnest. It's like,
most episodes involve some visitor that turns up to the place that is a representative of current culture that they live in and is there to be shocked.
My absolute favourite episode is where Wednesday becomes straight-laced. It's like at the end of season 2, I think, and Gomez is like talking to her, and at the end, like reading her a story or something, and he reads the whole entire story and goes, wait, they live at the end? The dragon gets defeated, that poor dragon, and like it goes on this massive tangent of they can't control their daughter who is becoming a straight-laced member of society as opposed to Pugsley who's still like chopping heads off of things and blowing stuff up with Uncle Fester. It's awesome. It really is. Like, I think it's the best thing in the whole entire world.
So people generally think it holds up fairly well.
This is one episode, but when I did watch it, which was probably about 15 years ago, I was surprised by how good it was then when I watched a few episodes with the kids.
I was surprised how similar this episode was to the movies. I was expecting it to deviate more, like the characterization, like that whole Gomez with just oodles, oh, write you a check because I'm a big philanthropist and but I don't know what bank I've got it in, and you know, that kind of thing. Like, there was so much of the characterization that they nailed in the movies. I was surprised because I expected this to be very different.
Yeah, I think it's no difference between movies, and this would be the aesthetic more than anything else.
Yeah.
So here's a small bit of trivia. The house apparently was completely painted pink.
The
house was bright pink.
Yeah,
because that was the colour that worked best.
Pinks and reds show up best on black and white TV.
And so the whole set literally did not reflect at all the kind of mood that they were representing on the screen.
There's
so
a line that Morticia has as well halfway through the series, which is, I wonder if blondes have more fun. And it's literally just a callback to the fact that the actress is originally a blonde. She's taking the piss out of herself. It's wonderful.
Also the timing. The timing of all the jokes and the flow of everything was a lot snappier. It really played into the modern attention span.
It's a lot different to the young ones, in the sense that in the young ones there are moments where you're like, this is needless and the reactions are really poor. But in this, it's a lot more refined
and snappy. As a young person, it was entertaining to watch. I wasn't there bored, you know.
I think
my earwax or anything.
Yeah.
This is probably the first time we've 100% won you over on something. This is good. But you'd already watched it before anyway, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I enjoyed Blake's...
We'll go back through all the episodes and we'll get an Angus rating for everything.
Yes, yes.
How many Angus stars would you give this out of five?
Out of five? No, I'd say it's easier than like a 4.5, 5. I really do enjoy The Addams Family. Nice. It is a good show.
Nice.
Oh, we're honoured to have introduced you.
One of my favourite bits of useless information, because I store them all up and I never have an opportunity to use them, but strap yourself in. I've been saving this one up for a while. Yeah, so the guy who plays Uncle Fester is an actor called Jackie Coogan. He is a fascinating actor. He is known as the first ever famous child actor. He was originally in Charlie Chaplin movies. He was in The Kid.
Oh, okay. Right.
The Kid in The Kid. And he had a really lucrative career as, you know, one of the very first big child stars, like pre-Shirley Temple, pre-anyone you can imagine. He was the one. And he was pretty much acting from a young kid all the way through, worked his bottom off. His father was really conservative at saving the money and making sure that he had a nest egg ready for him when he turned 21. His father died in a car accident. His mother and his stepfather blew the money in like a year.
Oh,
oh, I've heard about this.
Yes. So he turned 21 expecting basically, I think it was like $4 million in 1920s money.
Oh,
So I can only imagine what it would be now. He thought he had this huge payday coming when he turned 21. There was nothing left.
Oh.
He had to sue. It took 4 years. And basically the mother and stepfather just went, well, he was doing it for the fun of it. He's a naughty boy. He doesn't deserve any of it. It all belongs to us anyway. And then when he pushed and pushed and pushed 4 years later, he managed to get $125,000 out of the $250,000 that was left.
There was a Simpsons episode about that as well. Like Bart was in commercials and stuff and then Homer spent all the money and so Bart wanted to take Homer to court.
So it's a true story. So there is actually a thing called the Coogan Act. It's been amended over the years, but it's still in place, and it is purely when any children work on the set of a movie or a TV show, a certain percentage of the funds have to be put into a trust and not touched until they become of age to stop something like that happening again.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they've tweaked it for inflation and then incorporated into that act is then, I don't know whether you know, when you have kids on a sitcom or a movie, they can only work so many hours a day and there's certain rules. That's built into that act.
And amazing.
He's the one who started it. So he's just Uncle Fester who's in the background. But to me, he is the most fascinating person on that show, like as a person.
Yeah.
And that the Addams Family was basically like, he did stuff in the background over the years, but he was dirt poor for many years afterwards. He had nothing. And then this was his big comeback.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So just...
Cool. I can step away now, drop my mic and walk away.
I've got a different kind of story about Uncle Fester. Our children, when they were born, we couldn't decide what names to give them. So Angus's name was strangely James.
From Blackadder. It's a Blackadder quote reference.
Yeah, Blackadder. Our two younger sons were Uncle Fester and Pugsley.
Oh!
We're all really, really fat babies.
And so they look like Uncle Fester and Pugsley.
Oh.
The names didn't last. I don't know why.
Yeah. You got out of that.
They
one
just
piece.
Didn't sing Fester well enough.
Yeah. Okay. So is anybody going to go off and actually watch more of this?
I actually want to.
I want to.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of curious to see what other stuff they end up doing in the series.
I wouldn't mind watching the movies, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen the movies. I've seen, like, memes about them at the end and how people just want to be Wednesday Addams.
Oh, yeah, because Christina Ricci is so good in the films.
She is.
I really encourage you to go back and look at those early comics, too. They're just brilliant. The dark humour is so dark. It's great. Cool. It's things like there's a scene with Uncle Fester walking away looking despondent with his fishing rod and Gomez saying, oh, you got away again. Maybe better luck tomorrow. Uncle Fester just sharpening the spikes on the fence with the neighbours clipping their hedges next door. Things like that. Wednesday looking forlorn in front of Mum and with Morticia saying things like, well, you go poison Pug Huxley right back. It's all those kinds of things. The whole series is just fantastic. I had this thick book of it. That was my first introduction to it.
And, do you know what era the comics were from?
Oh, probably the 1930s, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
Let's go back and look at them.
And what were the comics called?
Just Charles Adams and the Adams Family. Yeah, so Charles Adams is the writer of the comic series.
Excellent.
So with that...
Yeah.
All fair.
Yeah. Yeah. The Adams Family. And we don't know what we're doing next week.
Yes, we
or
do.
Next month, we do.
Yeah, Doctor Who.
Okay, so we're doing Doctor Who. What are we doing, Doctor?
The first, very first, Unearthly Child.
Yeah. Right. So Doctor Who, the Unearthly Child.
I was so worried that we were going to watch a boring new episode.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah,
so after that, a boring new episode then.
Yeah.
So that's the Classic Cult TV Club. Until next month, we'll see you all later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.